of a grateful president, on behalf of many grateful members of Congress who could not be with us today, on behalf of a grateful nation, the family and friends of Private Felix Longoria, whose memory serves to remind us of what has come before and what must not be allowed to come after, I give you my grateful thanks, my own grateful thanks, for that which needs yet to be done. Muchas gracias. Now we come to that part of the ceremony that commemorates what the Veterans Day means to the Spanish-speaking. Private Longoria, as many of us, was sent to the far side of the world to fight for his country. Although he would leave a young wife and a young daughter behind, there was no question in his mind that he would not serve. He was a Longoria, and like a Salazar, Garcia, or Gonzalez, he would do nothing to dishonor his heritage. Private Longoria knew that he would fight, because he also knew that his people had an ingrained pride and tradition to defend their existence. Private Longoria did what had to be done, and he died doing it. His name was added to the casualty list, along with other names such as Rodriguez, a Trevino, or a Fernandez. Names that indicate that the lifeblood of our Hispanic heritage, Americans, has been poured out to win victory in wars. The duty to serve and defend the principles of this country is a legitimate one. For at the end of every victory is a hope that every person, regardless of his beginnings, will receive the benefit that he or she deserves, whether the benefit be a service promotion, employment in the civilian sector, or benefits of a veteran's outreach program. But we must admit that there is overwhelming evidence that a substantial segment of our population has not benefited from the overall concept of equal opportunity and equal justice for all. And the contributions of Hispanic Americans in the military have been enormous. The cemeteries in our communities, in our cities, will testify to that stark fact. And it is regrettable to admit that is the one area where we are truly represented. In the years to come, however, the Spanish-speaking of this country will continue to demonstrate their loyalty and their gallantry in a wholehearted manner. But I submit that unless we begin to fulfill our dreams of active participation and involvement in society, the dreams of America will fail. We must not forget that. And this very afternoon, we ought to resolve that in the future, every single one of these citizens shall have the freest and fullest opportunity to advance to such positions of influence and eminence in society as their own personal talents and diligence makes possible. Thank you. I will now ask Mr. Richard Rodebush, Ms. Beatriz Longoria Moreno, and Ms. Adelita Longoria Cera to assist me in the laying of the wreath. Please be seated, ladies and gentlemen. It's been 29 years that mentioned this morning, or this afternoon rather, a landmark in the history of this memorable event that the relatives of Pedro Longoria revisit the grave site to pay appropriate tribute and respect. We would like to provide an opportunity to one of the relatives of Felix Longoria, his daughter at the time, to provide us a few words. About her feelings of this event. Ms. Adelita.
Thank the American Jewish Forum for making it possible for my mother, myself, my aunt, and my uncle to make this trip for us. I want to thank Mr. Zabaka, Mr. Wetterbush, and Mr. Saldana, and Mrs. Marburgues, and also distinguished guests and veterans organizations. I want to thank everybody for making it possible for us to be here today.
I will now call on Gloria Murguesa to offer the benediction.
Estamos aquí reunidos dando este homenaje a Private Longoria y a los demás veteranos de origen hispanos, nuestros hermanos puertorriqueños, cubanos, centroamericanos, suramericanos, españoles y los que están en mezcla. No solamente nuestro veterano Félix Longoria murió. Él murió para darnos la dignidad de ser humanos, tener una familia cristiana, soportar nuestra cultura, ser bilingüe y tener esta paz en esta gran nación. Igualmente, tener nuestra felicidad, teniendo todas estas cosas porque él murió. A la familia Longoria, el American GI Forum y nosotros unidos aquí, damos el pésame y a su hija Adelita. Rezamos este día para que el alma de Felix Longoria, junto con los otros veteranos, están en el cielo, como esto es nuestra fe. Así pues, ojalá que nuestra familia Longoria y todos ustedes vayan nuestros buenos deseos y rezos, que los acompañen bien a sus casas, a sus hogares. Estas cuantas palabras las decimos en el nombre de nuestro Señor Jesucristo, Dios nuestro Señor Jesucristo.
You may be seated, please. Before we close, I have a few announcements. We have also been honored by the presence of other leading members of the Hispanic community who have joined us in this tribute. I would like to introduce them to you. And as I introduce them to you, I would also request that you hold your applause until I have introduced them all. We have with us Mr. Gilbert Chavez, National President of IMAGE. Gilbert. Mr. Stuart Coffey, Assistant Deputy National Service Director of the Disabled American Veterans. Mr. Bob Reveles, the Administrative Assistant of Congressman Frank Thompson, New Jersey. Mr. Leon Sanchez, the National Executive Director of the American Veterans. Mr. Tom Tejas, the Chairman, American GI Forum, the State of Maryland. Mr. Robert Fulton, the American Red Cross. And Mr. Ed Terrones from the National Assistant Executive Director of the National Council of La Raza here in Washington. Hermanos y hermanas, let's give this gentleman a round of applause. There is another announcement which the local members of the American GI Forum feel important. The persons that do not normally get introduced at an event such as this one are those that are directly responsible for making the program arrangements. I would like to recognize these persons for their time and their efforts in arranging this very fine program. Please hold your applause until I have introduced them all to you. The chairman of the Support Services Committee, Lieutenant, and his wife, Alexandria Briseño. The chairman of the Invitations and Program Committee, Ms. Carol Niedermeyer. The chairman of the Coordinating Committee, who we expected for him to be here this morning, but did not make his flight, I understand, but did a lot of work to prepare for this event, Mr. Alfonso Garcia. The chairman of the Publicity Committee, Mr. E.B. Duarte. The chairman of the Hospitality Committee, Mr. Francisco Bello. Ladies and gentlemen, please, let's give this gentleman a round of applause. The final announcement that I would like to make concerns the reception that is announced in your program. We have arranged for a reception, informal reception, at a local establishment of one of our members, Mr. Rudy Ramos. I would like to ask and invite each of you to please join us for refreshments, coffee, and other drinks. I would like to ask Mr. Julio Calderon, who was the committee chairman for this reception, to please announce where the location of the name of the place is the Union Club on 1821 L Street Northwest. You can get there by taking K Street to 18th. One block, and you'll see a big parking lot there. You can park there, and the Union Club is right next to a well-known restaurant, Fran O'Brien's, Anthony's, right next to that establishment. It's the Union Club. Please join us for coffee and other refreshments. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, I want to thank each of you for being with us this afternoon. Thank you so much, and this concludes our program.